Joining us now in the Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee, we have Newton baseball coach Darren Tisdale. As we kind of wrap up the season, Darren, and thanks for stopping by and chatting with us. Your first season, 2-16 in the conference, 7-25 overall, and moved up to 6-12 in the conference this year, and 13-20 overall. Mm-hmm. So, kind of your thoughts on that improvement there, overall win percentage?
Yeah, right. We had a bunch of kids coming back that played as sophomores who now are juniors this year, and then we didn't have a large core of seniors, and just having Gabe Otto and Lane Rosendahl in there as our two seniors, who are both good players and really, you know, underperformed last year as juniors. They knew it, and they came out and both had really good seasons as seniors at the plate. And then Lane as a catcher, and Otto pitched for us of some. So we had those seniors came through for us and did a good job. And then our juniors, as expected, you know, as sophomores, they had their struggles. And then as juniors, they picked up the pace and caught up to the pace of the competition they were playing against, and night in, night out, performed at a lot higher level than they did as sophomores. And then we had a few sophomores that stepped in this year as well, and played some roles in our varsity games, as Aiden Grimm, and then Jesse Miller, and then also Isaiah Slaughter. So those three sophomores came in. So we had a nice core players there that you know, put up some pretty good statistics, or just, you know, played their role well. And that gave us opportunity to win a lot more games. And I'll even throw out there that we probably had, you know, anybody can say this, but really nothing significant that needed to change in about five games. And we probably could easily have won five more games in there and flipped that record, even like an 18-15 type of record. So the kids knew that, and they were kind of, you know, they were kind of bummed because they thought themselves could win at 18-19. Their goal was that 20 wins, and they did have the opportunity. They just we just made some mistakes, like I said, and for sure in five games, just as simple as getting a bunt down in each of those games, hitting a four hopper to second base to move runners instead of striking out, and then maybe on the mound we had a couple extra walks and a couple pass balls. So it wasn't anything significant in those four or five, six losses that I'm looking at that should have been wins. And yeah, that record even is a little bit more even more better. The wins we had, I think we had a big comeback win against Norwalk in there that kind of spurred the season moving forward. I think the kids got a lot of momentum off of that. I think we were down 8-0 against Norwalk, and then came back with Aiden Grimm hitting a walk-off home run, and that kind of sparked a ton of energy amongst our kids and desire to not get behind like that again, and then knowing they could beat a team. And Norwalk's always been a quality team in our conference, knowing they could beat a quality team like they did there, coming from behind. So that was a moment, I think, in the year that we can look back on and say that was a big critical win out of those games.
Definitely. You mentioned some stats there earlier. You raised your batting average. First year, 204. It was 271. Team batting average this year. Hits, 228. What we have you down for, 157 a year ago, and RBIs, you got up to 117, and it was just 82 last year. Mm-hmm. So the statistics definitely show the improvement there.
Yep. Our big emphasis was on hitting and pitching this year. You put the work in, you put the time in, you give kids advice, you put them through drills, and, you know, you want it to work out. You just don't know until things get rolling. So it started to work out for us. Kids put a lot of time and effort into it. Again, the sophomores last year just a little bit overwhelmed by the velocity of the pitching and the quality of, you know, strikes that are thrown to them. Not a lot of pitches over the plate that they got to learn how to hit. So you got to have good mechanics, good technique to come through against that kind of pitching. And we talked a lot about that, you know, having good technique, good mechanics, so you can catch up to that velocity. And then at the end, we worked on a little bit of velocity, and we ended up facing Seidel Pitcher, who threw in that mid-80s, and we handled his velocity pretty well for what I expected of our kids to do. So yeah, it was really, really, really good to see our kids, and that's the fun part of the game, of course, is hitting the baseball. I kind of joke all the time, like, you don't come here to play defense, guys. I mean, there's major leaguers that come to play defense because they make $1 million, but trust me, they would rather be a good hitter too. So yeah, we got to put a lot of time into hitting with these kids. That makes practice enjoyable. It makes the games enjoyable when you can hit. And then pitching, our pitching was, I guess, just we didn't throw a lot of strikes last year, so we had to really focus with kids on mechanics there to get their release point more consistent, which means you're going to throw the ball around the plate more often. So our, I think last year our key stat for pitchers is looking at your how many walks do you have to strikeouts, and I think we were 1-to-1 last year, and or even maybe more walks to strikeouts, which is not good because then you're putting a lot of guys on base and your defense, any hit, any error, it's just magnified pass ball. Now you got runners on base that didn't earn their way on base. Your defense didn't have a chance to field the ball and get them out. So that's a big key for winning teams is to have kind of in high school about a 2.5-to-1 ratio. So you strike out 2.5 batters for every one you walk. And that gives you a good indication that your pitchers are doing the right thing. We had a couple guys that in Dakota Winkleman and Carter Lehrman, and then Lane Rosendahl didn't pitch a lot of innings, but he had a really nice walk to strikeout ratio. And those three kind of led us in that category. So we're looking for more kids to step up as pitchers next year and even improve their. So my point, we're about a 2-to-1 strikeout to walk ratio this year. So really close to that 2.5. And then if you look at the 3A history of teams that go to state, those teams team batting averages, back to the batting averages, 290 to 310 is a team average that you see at the state tournament. And so we were at that 270 mark this year, so we got to work again to inch that up, but we were really close. And yeah, to have that significant of improvement from a 204 team batting average to 271 is, I was hoping for 250 to 260, and the kid way outperformed that. So that was nice.
Yeah, well, you're losing the between your two seniors, Lane and Gabe Otto, about 70 innings pitched out of the 212 you guys played. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be a big emphasis for you, isn't it? Yeah.
Yes. And that's always how it goes with high school baseball teams. Usually 2 to 3 pitchers that you counted on as seniors now walk out the door, and then you got to replace them. And in that junior class, we have a good core of guys coming back that were pitchers as well. So Dakota Winkleman and Carter Lehrman and Ian White. And then Creighton Whitcliffe throws a little bit. He can throw relief. And then Mason Mendez, we might look at him as a starter next year. He can pitch the ball. And then our sophomore class, we got about 3 guys that we worked into got some varsity innings this year. And Jesse Miller and Isaiah Slaughter. And then Riney. So those 3 guys will be looked upon to fill those roles in the pitching area that, in terms of losing Otto and Rosendahl. So yeah, that'll be something we got to focus on again, which is typical of, to me, any program. I know my program, that's what I focus on, is the pitching and hitting. It's just funny because I was watching them. I'm a Cubs fan, so I watched a little bit of the Lovable Reunion on YouTube. Okay, awesome. And just funny, watching the episode with Theo Epstein and how he formulated the Cubs system into a winning team, and he said he focused on controlling the plate on the mound and controlling the plate as hitters, which means he wanted pitchers that could throw strikes, competitive strikes, not a lot of walks, not allow a lot of big hits. And then as hitters, they didn't want to strike out. They wanted to put the ball in play and be competitive as hitters and kind of control that area of the game. And then the base running defense kind of strategy pieces just fall into place and take care of themselves. But that was his idea. So I guess I'm pleased to know that I'm thinking on the same lines as Theo Epstein. Not quite at his level in the area profession of baseball, but yeah, good to know.
Yeah, I ask you, when we're talking pictures here, when you get like a freshman comes in, do you just put them on the mound and see what they can do, or do you want to have some pitching experience before you get to them?
Yeah, you really work with, that's our key in this program as well, developing a high school program in a community like Newton, where we're not a suburb area where you have baseball academies where somebody takes care of that a lot for you.
Yeah.
Even though there's good coaches in that suburb area that do an awesome job with their kids individually and in their time frame. But a lot of those kids in the suburb areas go to pitching coaches all fall, winter, spring. So as a head coach, you show up a lot of times with somebody just has what they need to pitch, and you don't have to teach them much. And in our community, we got to be kind of the eyes and the person that speaks the knowledge and provides instruction and guides the pitchers as a youth player, how they got to develop and how they progress. So I mean, it really just comes down to simply getting the ball in their hand, saying, this is how you grip it. This is how you need to stand to throw it. After you throw it, you should kind of be in this position. And you just repetition that and drill that and just kind of make it fun some ways. And then it just, over time, some kids obviously can pick up on it quicker than others. And then other kids, it takes a longer time period. And you just, you know, you find those 3 to 4 kids per class. And then it just works itself out. Now, back to the high school point, yeah, you got to do, it's kind of a process in that you get them on the mound, they see success and failures, and then you take them to the bullpen or actually just playing catch and throwing what we call flat ground pitching drills, and they throw it 70%, and they remind them of their grip, remind them of their body positions they need to get through, and how the pitching process works most efficiently. And of course, they're high school kids, young kids, their bodies are always changing, and hard for them to remember things. So you just try to guide them through the process, do the best you can, and usually if you do it right, it works out to a pretty high level, and you can be competitive.
Okay. I didn't know if you said, okay, well, we need some pitchers, so everybody get on the mound and try it, and we'll see what you got going on. And
you're right there, because some kids just haven't had the opportunity.
Yeah.
They were too shy when they were young, not confident, and hadn't played much. Well, now they've played a lot, and they still don't have a chance. So, yeah, you actually kind of do look around the program at the freshman and say, well, who throws? This kid throws really hard, and he's never pitched. Well, we better try him as a pitcher.
See what he does on there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Whereas this kid's always pitched since he was 8 years old. And he hasn't grown much the last 3 years, and he kind of throws slower. But he throws strikes. But you always got to take a look at the guys that have the best arms in your program and try to make them pitchers. Well, sometimes it works out, and then sometimes it doesn't. So, yeah.
Okay. Well, do you have some players, kind of before we wrap up, you'd like to mention here?
Yes, right. We had the all-conference, voting was last Saturday, so the entire list of players coming out for the other teams should be coming out with media release here soon. But yeah, and our first team for the Little Hawkeye Conference, Aiden Grimm, did a great job. Talked about him earlier, hitting that walk-off home run against Norwalk. He played a little third base. Caught for us, was a DH, so he made first team utility, had a really nice batting average. Second team, really good pitchers in our conference as well. Dakota Winkeman was voted as a second team pitcher. And then Gabe Otto did a great job, like I said, hitting this year. It was a leadoff hitter for us, played third base, pitched, but he made it as a second team infielder. And then just getting edged out, and then therefore earning honorable mention awards at the Little Hawkeye All Conference voting was Lane Rosendahl and Mason Mendez. So Lane, again, a senior, hitting that upper part of our order, number two, number three, caught for us, played third base, second base, shortstop, first base, pitched for us. So he would have been a really good, second team, probably maybe utility player. Didn't have a great average like some of those first teamers, but he did a great job for us. And yeah, we'll miss that senior right there, Rosendahl and Otto. But good for them for coming out their senior years and earning those awards and having a great senior season.
Yeah, definitely. Well, appreciate all your cooperation throughout this year. Help us cover these young athletes, and look forward to see what they can do next year.
Yeah, Randy, thanks for having me.
Right. Darren Tisdale joining us as we wrap up the new baseball season here on the Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee.